This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunch at time radio. We're back on the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience with the one and the only motoring journalist, Prashovan Naidu. And once again, as always, chilling in the driver's seat. Today's checking in with a car that as sensible as it is reliable. His long-term companion, the Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid. And shifting gears, will also unpack the news around the brand new Toyota Hilux with big shoes to fill. And the question on everyone's mind is simple: can it outperform its legendary predecessor? Right now, good afternoon, Prashovan. Welcome back. And how are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Kimbesh. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Blessed, man. Thank you so much for taking your time to be with us once again. Really do appreciate you.
Always a blessing. Thank you so much.
So, Prashovan, let's get straight into it, right, and start with the Corolla Cross Hybrid. And after a month behind the wheel, what's the verdict?
You know what? I quite loved this car. I know it's a big statement to say, but I think it just made sense. Ticked all the right boxes. Efficiency was on par. Really brilliant, eh? I didn't find myself going to the petrol station a lot of the time during the festive season. Mm. I was getting about 4 liters per 100 kilometers, and that was impressive throughout the entire testing period. And mind you, I even had my girlfriend's family with us, so her mother and sister. And I found practicality to be on par, comfortable, cushy seats. And of course, Toyota didn't hold back. They gave us the nicest spec, the XR model, which is the highest in the range. So it was a lot of money, to be fair with you, to see the actual price of it. It's about 545,000 rand. But it's really such a nice, simplistic SUV. And I think in this category, it does hold its own quite well. And the reliability is where I think, of course, Toyota will always take the winning prize there.
Mm. All right. Now, to the all-new Hilux, what are your thoughts? And was this update, you know, long overdue?
Absolutely. After 10 years, I believe, since they decided to give the Hilux some wings. So I think it's good that Toyota has come back and given us something that needed some modernization because, I mean, competition is stiff. And I thought, you know what? What it appears to be is a well thought out evolution rather than some just rushed replacement. And I think, looks good. I saw the pictures and I was quite impressed with it.
Hmm. Yeah, but like from the design point of view, how does the new Hilux, you know, stack up?
Okay, it's evolutionary, not revolutionary, and I think it's very much Toyota. Mm. It's recognizable as a Toyota Hilux, which is good. It has a lot of big changes up front. With a new honeycomb style and grille, similar to that of the Corolla Cross, sharper LEDs, bold retro styling, which with Toyota styling lettering across the front bonnet as well, so you know you've got that Toyota badge. The sides and rear are more subtle, so with familiar panels and largely unchanged dimensions. That's what it actually says they're moving you, what they've described it as, and they focus more on refinement rather than reinvention. So completely, the body is completely different, but the under the body is where it actually remained fairly the same.
All right. And engine-wise, Prashovan, I mean, what can consumers expect from this bucky?
So they stay the same. The familiar 2.8-litre turbo diesel motor carries over. Mm-hmm. Same power output, this time with a mild hybrid system on top of it. So obviously improving efficiency and refinement. And what's really also new for Toyota, they've kind of come back with the full EV game. They have an electric Hilux coming their way. And this is interesting. It says it gives you a range of 315 kilometers. Although I do know South Africans are not really going to gravitate towards an electric bucky unless you want to buy a BYD there. But I think, I don't know. They're maybe diversifying the portfolio, and this is where Toyota's eyes are in the future. So we'll see an EV Hilux.
Sounds interesting. But now, you know, the one thing that I've realized is that, you know, buckies are getting really, really expensive. I wouldn't say overpriced, but it is what it is. So any early thoughts on potential pricing?
So, yes, that was a big question, I think, on everyone's mind. The pricing actually hasn't been confirmed as yet, but it's expected a slight increase over the outgoing model, especially given that the interior is upgraded. You've got a lot more tech and electrification, so there's that to keep in mind. But Toyota does understand this market extremely well. I think the Hilux buyers, they want value. So the pricing will be strategic rather than excessive. So let's put out, let's keep our fingers crossed for that. And I think, they'll definitely keep the buyers in mind.
All right. And finally, Prashrevan, I mean, with increasing competition from the Chinese brands, do you think Toyota will continue to dominate the market?
You know, for decades, the Hilux has been South Africa's best-selling vehicle for a while. So I think they definitely are going to keep their game on top. The only thing is, I think Chinese brands are offering a bit more strong value and features. But I think we all know where Toyota's strengths lie, which is reliability and resale value, and of course long-term ownership confidence, which is what actually would inspire the buyers to go for them, as opposed to, you know, fancy gimmicky things. But I think that's where they're going to hold their own down quite well.
Most definitely. Prashrevan, thank you so much. Before we let you go, can you please share with us your motoring tip and get us into the Friday groove with your jam of the week?
Thank you so much, King Bash. So if you're driving a hybrid or turbocharged vehicle, avoid flooring it immediately after starting the car. Give the engine maybe a minute or 5 minutes to idle or settle before pulling away gently. Of course, this allows the oil to circulate properly, reduces long-term wear, improves efficiency overall. And we're going to end off with no reality strike.
A big shout out to you, Prashrevan. Thank you so much. Catch you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to the listeners and yourself. Cheers.
Peace. And that is how we wrap it up with Prashrevan Naidu. Check him out on the socials at Prashrevan_Naidu on Instagram.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.